Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves via our toll-free number, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And joining you tonight is Ian.
And Mark.
And for those of you that perhaps only get the Saturday show on your local talk radio stations, you don't get our weekday or Sunday program, I'm out of jail, as it was probably obvious. In case you've listened for a little while, you may have heard me before. If you're a new listener, you may never have heard me at all. So, hello.
I, for one, am glad that your butt is back to work.
Yeah, and now you're going to go take a vacation next week.
That's right.
So yeah, it's still Free Talk Live. I'm now back in the main chair, and we'll talk to you about anything. Of course, there's plenty of stuff in the news.
So people want to know, if you were in jail, why were you in jail?
Oh, right. I stood in front of a police car when they were arresting a friend of mine for enjoying a beer in the local park one afternoon, well over a year ago, last summer. And so they sentenced me to 360 days in the so-called House of Corrections, or as I prefer to call it, the Keene Spiritual Retreat. I spent, again, sentenced to 360 days, 270 were suspended, so the actual in-jail time was 90 days. And there's a two-thirds rule in New Hampshire where if you are of good behavior in jail, then you can get out at two-thirds of the sentence. So I was out after 60. They let me out actually after 58 days because they wanted to make sure that my friends didn't show up to get me. On the morning that everyone was expecting me to be out, yeah, there were likely going to be a number of people to come and welcome me out. And they don't like that.
A real hippie party there at the county jail.
Yeah, so they don't like it very much when the free staters, the liberty activists up here in New Hampshire show up at the jail. Last time people showed up at the jail, they arrested a dozen of us.
So have you learned your lesson?
Which lesson would that be?
Whatever the lesson was that they were supposed to teach you.
Are you asking whether I was corrected?
Yes.
Or not? I don't think so.
No. All right.
No, I still fully believe that civil disobedience and non-cooperation are going to be crucial to achieving liberty in our lifetime, and I still highly recommend those actions. I recommend them with caution. I think people should think them through before they go, you know, and do them. They need to assess their life and their status and, you know, their wealth and what is on the line, what things they're risking by taking an action like that. But ultimately, I think that if a lot of people did a little bit of non-cooperation, that would put a huge burden on the system.
That much is true.
Little things like you get a parking ticket, take it to court, don't pay it, make them work for it. Of course, then again, I don't know what it's like in, like, California or other places. When you take things to court in some places, they charge you all kinds of extra, like, court fees and court costs.
They do that some places in New Hampshire, as I understand it, too.
Right. But all that said, taking little things to court can really burden this already burdened system and perhaps change how they behave.
I really don't understand parking tickets. How can they prove you parked the car?
We're going to find that out because I've got one coming up in Concord, New Hampshire on November 1st. So if you want to tag along, Mark, you're certainly welcome to. I plan on asking them. When they call, inevitably they will have to call the parking enforcer up onto the stand, and I will ask the question, did you observe me park this car? I don't think they did. I didn't see anybody standing around.
They've at the parking enforcement window, literally, the manager of the parking thing said that they charged the car. And I said, you know the car doesn't have a wallet or a job, right? She chuckled at me.
Yeah.
I mean, this is how mixed up and convoluted their system is. I understand that they can't be there to prove that you parked the car. I get it. But that doesn't mean that you can just throw 1,000 years of jurisprudence out the window because
it's
inconvenient.
They'll do whatever they want to do, typically. I mean, look, they're doing all kinds of crazy stuff around here. But we're not here to necessarily talk about us and what's happening here in New Hampshire, although there's always exciting things happening here because, well, this is the home of the Free State Project. This is the place where liberty-loving people are coming to. They're moving. They're picking up their lives. They're moving here. And they're getting active. So I actually went out to Manchester today. I don't get out to Manchester very often. We do the show from Keene, which is the southwest corner of New Hampshire, and Manchester's kind of the big city. There's buildings over four stories tall.
Yeehaw!
In Manchester. So went out there. There was a nice peace protest or demonstration or whatever you want to call it. Maybe about 40 or 50 people. Beautiful day. Sun was out. Just a perfect, you know, perfect weather, like 76 degrees here, and just a great day to be out waving and smiling at people driving by. And Ron Paul signs were there and all kinds of signage and good folks, good times, man. I mean, it's great to be here in New Hampshire, isn't it, Mark?
It's home for me. I mean, there's no place that the freedom movement is moving like it is in New Hampshire.
You know, speaking of the freedom movement, I know that later tonight at some point
in the sort of the financial arena, lots of folks that believe in liberty. I mean, Dr. Doom forecasted the economic downturn when Bernanke was still saying, "Hey, everything's fine. What's the big deal?"
Yeah, it's actually great because we actually have like what I call the double whammy with Peter Schiff. Is he'll be speaking at our keynote dinner tomorrow night, but then earlier in the day at 5 o'clock, he's going to give us an investment seminar.
Hmm.
So this is something that people pay to go to across the U.S. And if you know it's with your paid admission, you can go get some financial advice. He has brokers. He has Europac metals. So we're going to get some financial advice directly from him.
And, you know, I think that's, it's a huge value. And as a matter of fact, I've got a little bit of money with Europac and Peter Schiff, and I'm very excited to have a chance to talk to him. You know, you are the guy who set up the Liberty Forum, and I've got Chris Lawless here on Free Talk Live. I'm not exactly certain when we're coming in live, but we are on? Excellent. So, and we're here live at the Liberty Forum, 5th Annual Liberty Forum here in Nashua, New Hampshire at the Crown Plaza Hotel. And you set up this Liberty Forum. What were the challenges that you had doing it? I mean, you know, it's a lot of work. This is a lot of work.
It somewhat becomes a full-time job.
Yeah.
I end up working my regular full-time job. You know, and then I work this full-time job. The hardest thing...
How many kids you have?
I have 3 small children.
And there's another job, at least
right.
A part-time.
And I'm married, so there's another job.
Yeah.
So I think the hardest thing putting on this conference is dealing with libertarians.
Everybody wants to do their own thing?
Everyone has a slightly, you know, I do think we actually do things that most conferences don't. We don't have just a one package. We have, I think there are like 19 different options of, you know, tickets that you could buy to this,
sure,
which is pretty unique. That's not really done in a lot of conferences, but I think it shows that we try to cater to what people want. And we do get speakers, you know, from minarchists to anarchists to local topics. So I do think we do something different that most other conferences don't.
And lots of specialty speakers. For instance, Carlos Miller from the Photography is Not a Crime blog is going to be here, and he's going to be talking about his beliefs about freedom of the press and that kind of thing. And, you know, it's for him, that's his issue.
Right. Like, I always call it like the triple themes. We have the New Hampshire themes because we have the different things going on here in New Hampshire with Free Keen and civil disobedience. We have legislators here in New Hampshire. And then we also have the single topics and then the minarchists and anarchists. So we always try to mix in as many of those different things as we can.
855-450-3733, Free Talk Live. It's the live Thursday edition from Liberty Forum.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be, and find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
That is the toll-free call-in line here for the, well, the live Thursday edition of Free Talk Live, but it's extra live and extra special. We are at the Liberty Forum in Nashua, New Hampshire, the fifth annual Liberty
Forum. Mostly annual.
Yeah, we'll call that the mostly annual Liberty Forum here in Nashua, New Hampshire. I'm with Chris Lawless, and we're discussing kind of what we're going to be experiencing here for the next 3 days or so. Should be very exciting. Lots and lots of speakers. Had a chance to talk about Peter Schiff was going to be here, as is Joel. How do you say his last name?
Salatin.
Salatin. Okay.
At least that's how I would pronounce it.
We're going to go with Salatin then, right? From the who was in the movie Farm
Food Inc.
And he what's the book he wrote?
He wrote a few books. One's called Everything I Want to Do Is Illegal.
Ah, yeah.
but he was featured in the bestseller called Omnivore's Dilemma by Michael Pollan. That's yep. Kind of brought him to national attention.
Yeah, he does. It does seem to have a lot of attention. You're listening to Free Talk Live. You can check out freetalklive.com where you can link to stories or blog posts or videos or whatever you want. People can vote them up, vote them down. That's kind of how it works. And normally, you know, we're pretty much open lines taking calls about from anyone about anything. But, you know, we're going to be talking about the Liberty Forum here throughout the next few days, doing lots of interviews. So those of you who couldn't make it, at least get some taste of what the speakers will be speaking on. And what are some of the things that people can expect to hear coming out the next 3 days?
I think they're going to hear, I would say, like kind of three different themes.
Okay.
The first theme, I think they're going to be inspired.
Okay.
I think they're going to talk to people who are speaking in New Hampshire about the things that are being done here in New Hampshire that will actually inspire them to move either now or earlier than they had planned. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of the goal of Liberty Forum.
And here for the Free State Project, we have more than 1,000 movers in the state now. More than 11,000 people have signed up to move for the Free State Project. The Free State Project is, it's incredible what's been accomplished in the first few years. I've been here, 6 years now going on, and it's incredible.
Yeah, it's amazing what, just over 1,000 people truly have done in such a short period of time.
Some of the things that you can sort of quantify that have been done. There's been all kinds of acts of civil disobedience, all kinds of folks, taking silly laws to court. I think that one of the things that's really motivating for me is that there are about a little more than a dozen Free Staters that have been elected to the New Hampshire House, and the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance has, in fact, endorsed, 125?
About 120.
So a quarter of the people in the New Hampshire, more than a quarter, almost a third of the people in New Hampshire House have been endorsed by the NHLA. How many of your reps are liberty-oriented? NHLA is the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. How many of your reps in your state are liberty-oriented?
And actually, the NHLA had a tour today where we brought up some people who came in early to the Liberty Forum, and they got to experience the State House. They got led by a native New Hampshire representative, showed them around the State House. They got to go see what committees were running. They ran into some Free Stater reps and some native liberty-loving reps. So they got a pretty good taste of what it is like to be at the State House today.
Yeah, the State House, open to the public. It's a very unusual State House. Many of the State Houses around the country, it's like walking into an airport or something like that. You just walk in the front door at the New Hampshire State House. You don't have to, the pat-down searches and all of these things. It's a very sort of people's house.
Here's a funny story. Is today one of our attendees came up to me and said, "Hey, can I ask you a personal question?" And he goes, "Am I allowed to carry a sidearm into the State House?" I go, "Absolutely." And he was shocked.
Yeah, it's shocking. It's shocking to people.
So it's neat that he got to see firsthand, some of the freedoms we do have here in New
York. Huge difference. So what are some of the speakers that we're going to be seeing, listening to this week?
There's actually one speaker here that I credit to Free Talk Live from beginning is Angela Dills.
Really?
You may or may not know, but a little video of her, she's an economist out of Providence, Rhode Island, and she did a little clip on the economy and free markets that was posted on the Free Talk Live page.
Oh, really?
And I was actually looking for economist speakers, and I contacted her right after that, and I don't think I ever told you guys that I saw her first on your webpage.
Well, I'm really glad that we paid good money for that big old website, so I'm glad that it's working out. And what's she going to be talking about?
She's going to be talking about privatizing schools and choices and vouchers and that effect on the free market in schools.
I'm all for that. Ian, you back?
I'm here.
Excellent.
Welcome. Yeah.
We're apparently actually on the air on our streams now, too, which was one of the problems.
Okay, I'm glad that the technical difficulties have been ironed out. It's only 25 minutes into the hour, right. So we're in good shape. What is, who else can we listen to, Chris?
Ira Miller, who's going to be talking about bitcoins.
He's going to be on the air tonight? Yep.
Yep, so that was kind of neat. He was one of the guys who helped the Free State Project accept bitcoins. So we had a conversation. It was right after that. I said, I'd love to speak to a bigger audience about what bitcoins mean, the future, that type of stuff.
We went to we went to dinner with Ira this evening, and just fortuitously, a friend was with him, and we ended up going to this Korean place. I had something called a bibimbap bowl or something like that, and it was delicious. So about the bitcoins, what is he going to focus on? Because bitcoins are what, an internet currency, and
right. And so he's going to talk about how they're created. One of the things that I always think most people don't understand is how they're created.
Yeah.
So I asked him to go over a little bit of the history of bitcoins, talk about why bitcoins exist, and then kind of the future of what he sees bitcoins can do, with our dollar collapsing, what's the future with bitcoins.
Okay, and who else?
I think another speaker that I think is going to be interesting is Jack Spierko.
Yeah. It's from the Survivalist blog.
Survivalist podcast, and a lot of people are asking about him. We got a lot of email inquiries asking about when he's speaking, what can they do to go see him. So I think that would be a very popular topic.
We're going to absolutely have him on the air.
And one speaker is probably not well known, but I think his session will be well attended when more people find out, is Brett Markham. He's a Free Stater. Moved up here. Didn't really plug into the system, so to speak, with activism. He came up here to farm. And he wrote a book that's really well known called Mini Farming, mm-hmm. that how for 1 acre you can feed most of your family, all your food. And So he's excited, and he wants to teach people, you know, you can be somewhat self-sufficient with just 1 acre of land, which most many of us have here.
Right. You know, 1 acre of land is it's a backyard in New Hampshire.
Right.
Indeed. What else can people expect to hear?
Michael Bolden will be speaking from the 10th Amendment Center.
We're definitely going to have him on the air.
I like that guy.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, and so it's Michael's been to New Hampshire before. You guys were at that rally, so he's...
He's been going around the country, actually, putting on these 10th Amendment Nullify Now conferences.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and it's kind of neat. So upstairs, some of the representatives from the New Hampshire House are here, and we were talking about 10th Amendment bills that they've submitted, and it's going to be kind of neat because Michael's often blogs about, hey, here's what's going on in New Hampshire, so now we'll actually be able to introduce him to some of these representatives who put these bills in place.
Right, and we're talking about the folks that are going to be at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum here coming up. We're here on the opening evening of it and excited about what's going to be moving forward, but the fact is, these are what people are going to be expecting throughout the next 3 days or so to be listening on Free Talk Live, too. So expect to hear a lot of short, intensive interviews from a lot of folks about a lot of different things, and it's going to be very exciting. Chris, I know what kind of work. I have some inkling as to what kind of work it is to get the Liberty Forum done, and I know that you and your family have sacrificed in order to get it done, and I've just got to say thanks. Thanks a lot.
I'm glad it's back, man. This is outstanding.
I'm actually glad to be back.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a great conference this year. I actually think it's going to probably be the best one yet.
You've got a big smile on your face, and I'm so pleased to see it. I wouldn't want to do the work it did to put this thing together. Thank you so much.
Thanks for sitting in, man. Always appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
We're coming up here on Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. You can, of course, bring up anything you want, 1-855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
So the only speaker.
Attention, information in this 1 minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number. 855-453, that's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site totally free, so enjoy those. Again, freetalklive.com. You can create the content on the site, submit different things to it that you find online that you think are interesting that you'd like our other listeners to see. And then others will vote on what they like and what they don't. The most liked will make it to the front page and the top of the website at freetalklive.com. We're here live, by the way, at the Liberty Forum, the 2012 Liberty Forum. It returns after a year's unfortunate absence, and I think it's going to be returning in a big way. I don't know how many bags they were stuffing up there today, Mark, but it looked
400.
Oh, that's a lot of bags. Yeah. You're really loud, so I'm going to turn you down a little bit.
Sorry.
400 bags. That's pretty good, but that doesn't count everybody that might just show up here.
We don't have enough stuff for everybody. Yeah.
It's going to be a big weekend here in Nashua. So if you love freedom, you should be here. And that way you can network with other like-minded, liberty-oriented people.
But barring that, we're probably going to interview a lot of the speakers. So
most likely we shall. And in fact, we just got done talking with Chris Lawless, who's the organizer of the event. Mm-hmm. But sitting in with us right now is Mark Warden. We'll talk to him here in just a moment.
At gold.freetalklive.com, you can get the gold and silver that you want, whether it's as a hedge against inflation or investment or barter currency, whatever reason you want to have precious metals and have them in your hand, under your control, you can get them from gold.freetalklive.com. We've teamed up with Midas Resources, a great organization that can get you the gold and silver that you want to get, and they'll get it to you fast, and frankly, probably some of the best rates that you're going to be able to find on the internet. And you can see the prices right there. You can comparison shop online. That's something you need to do. gold.freetalklive.com. And when you buy, you help Free Talk Live. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
Yep. All right. So, and don't forget, again, freetalklive.com. Lots of features over there, and they're all free. Now, Mark Warden is the Porcupine Realtor, and we have, you've been on the show before, Mark. You're also a state rep here in New Hampshire. That's not a secret, is it?
No.
Okay, because I know
that. In fact, let's tell all the constituents in my district to
tell them
pro liberty reps. They can vote me back into office.
Was it a secret that you were a free stater, so called, as you were running for office? Because it seems like some of the people that got elected as liberty activists wanted to kind of keep that on the quiet side.
Right, and that's understandable because we've seen this past year in particular that the Democrats have really come out using the term free stater as an epithet and putting people down because of it. But what's funny is they lump in all sorts of folks who are just pro-liberty, and they call them free staters. So right. Now it's sort of a badge of honor.
Or even if they're not pro-liberty, even if they're only pro-liberty on one issue, they're a free stater.
Absolutely.
In that instance.
And they usually say Tea Party, free stater, extremist, radical, right-wing, conservative, all together.
Well, and by the way, it's worth pointing out that the first free stater, so-called, to be elected was a Democrat here in New Hampshire. Joel was his name, and I don't think he got reelected, but I'm not sure what happened with his case. So so-called free staters are, I mean, officially the definition of a free stater is somebody like the three of us. We signed up for the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. We moved our lives from where we were, and we moved here to New Hampshire to get active for liberty. So that's all a free stater really is somebody who's moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project for Liberty.
And it goes beyond that. I can tell you a story. Today we had a tour for Liberty Forum to take a tour of the State House in Concord, New Hampshire. And we had a big group there, and we bumped into one of the senators, one of the state senators. We had a chat with him and introduced the group visiting for Liberty Forum. He said, "You know, you guys, I'm the original Free Stater." He said, I moved here four generations ago. And we're the reason that you guys chose New Hampshire as a free state because of our commitment to less government, individual freedom.
And, you know, and that's really the truth. What, you know, frankly, I know a lot of people are frustrated by the advances that the Free State Project has had, if it's contrary to whatever it is that they want. And I can understand that frustration. But the one thing that they really don't want to talk about is New Hampshire is already the freest, as rated by the Mercatus Center two times now, the freest state in the Union. And that makes it, frankly, probably one of the freest places in the world. When you consider that the United States ranks the 13th, and that's just kind of an aggregate, an average of the states, and you consider that New Hampshire is one of the freest of the states, I don't know where that puts New Hampshire at as far as jurisdictions, but I'll bet it puts in the top 10. It may be the top five.
By the way, our toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. We're going to actually take some calls here, and we'll talk maybe more about what's going on in the legislature or what you think is interesting up there.
Well, he's the Liberty Rep of the Year from the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance.
Is this a new announcement?
It's relatively new.
That's great to know. Good to know. Mark Warden.
Yeah.
I would consider Mark Warden the Liberty Rep of the Year. He's the one guy that came out to support the 420 celebrations.
And so, while you're taking those calls, if people, I'm a Republican. You can't say that on the air. So while people want to know what the Liberty rating is, go visit www.nhliberty.org for more information.
That's right, nhliberty.org. I am a member of the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance.
Let's go to Tom, listening in Hibbing, Minnesota, to WNMT. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Well, thanks for being here. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I want to get your take on, you know, kind of shifting the power of the education from the teachers' unions to parents. I would love to see the idea of shifting where parents would have control of the funds and they could, you know, basically portable. They could take them to the school of their choosing. And I hear the argument, well, then, the government would impose their views on religious schools or whatever, and it just seems to be that's a false argument.
I don't think so.
In such a way that they wouldn't have control over what the school teaches.
Well, unfortunately, that tends to be how it works, though. I mean, when these vouchers come up, it essentially gives the government money to, you know, dangle in front of these private schools and say, well, we'll let you take a voucher so long as you do X, Y, and Z, and then A, B, and C, and then 50 more things that they have to do on top of that. It's just the way governments do things. And it seems like vouchers are kind of an end run around what really should be talked about, which is true freedom from taxation. Why shouldn't families and folks be able to just keep their money in the first place rather than having to send it out to the state government and then have a bunch of state government bureaucrats take a chunk off the top for administrative fees while they send it, you know, cut you a check to be able to take to some school that will have to jump through some government hoops in order to get their hands on the check? Why not just let people keep their money in the first place and decide what to do with it? Tom?
Well, I don't, you know, I favor, you know, decentralizing that control to the degree possible, but I just like to see some way to get that power of educating children back to the parents.
Absolutely. I think that's what the most important thing is. Obviously, you still, as a parent, you still have the ability to pull your kids out of the government school, but that doesn't solve the monetary issue.
Certainly.
But clearly, getting your kids out of government school, as we talked about last night, is an important goal that I think most parents should strive for, even if they can't get their money back. But think about it. If people just had the political gumption or the courage to, say, gather together, because I know you're not the only parent, Tom, that has this concern. A lot of parents are pretty concerned about the government school system. Imagine if, 15 to 100 sets of parents in your given area just decided to gather together and say, you know, we're just going to go ahead and keep our money, and we'll spend it how we want. We're taking our kids out of the government school because it wouldn't be right to not give money into the system and still send your kids to the schools. So take your kids out of the school and then have a bunch of parents gather together and say, yeah, we'll just go ahead and keep our $3,000 a year or whatever the amount is that the government schools are taking from you and see what they do. What do you think they would do? You think they'd steal all your homes? Tom?
I don't know.
Are you there, Tom?
That's a big step.
It is a big step, and it does involve risk. And, you know, you can the problem is, for all the people that have all the complaints about government schools, they're not willing to take any risk.
I'm not really willing to take that risk.
If you had 100 people willing to stop paid property taxes?
I don't.
If you had 100 people, would that change how you felt about it?
I want to hear what Mark Warden has to say about what we're doing here in New Hampshire to solve these kind of problems.
Tom, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Well, not everybody is moving to New Hampshire, and they need solutions, too. So, you know, find some courage and find some other people with some courage who are willing to stand up and refuse to obey, and then see what happens. We're coming up here, 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves, even though we are live here at the Liberty Forum. The number for you is 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and there goes the music very unceremoniously. anyway, 855-450-3733. 450-FREE is the number here. And by the way, Free Talk Live is brought to you by SACL CAI. Jason Osborne is in the house tonight, not in the room at the moment. We do have our live studio audience back there, and Osborne, I'm sure, will be joining us at some point throughout the weekend. He's the guy behind SACL CAI and a major supporter of this program, longtime supporter of this show and other great liberty-oriented programs out there like Liberty Conspiracy, which also appears on LRN.FM. And if you want to know more about SACL CAI, you can find their banner right at the top of our banner column over at freetalklive.com. Once again, that is SACL CAI. They have a full orbed approach to account recovery, and they get it done while still respecting your customers so you can keep your customers down the line. Again, 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here. We have special guests that we're going to have in and out of the studio throughout the weekend as we broadcast live from the 2012 Liberty Forum, which is just basically just now getting kicked off. Earlier today, there was a State House tour. Were you along for that, Mark Warden?
Yeah, I visited with the group.
So, I mean, you've spent a lot of time in the State House. You are an elected state representative here and a Free State Project participant. How many years have you lived in New Hampshire now?
I'm going on 5 now. I moved from Las Vegas, Nevada, out to New Hampshire in 2007.
Yeah. And how's it been for you now?
It's been great.
Yeah, you haven't gone away yet, so it must be working, right?
The cold winters and all, but some of your listeners may know that the state motto here in New Hampshire is live free or die. So it's kind of a natural for people who believe in liberty and limited government and lower taxes and more individual freedom.
Unfortunately, it's just a motto and it really doesn't apply, does it?
No, I've been thinking about changing the name on license plate to, I don't know, be taxed or die or something like that.
It's, you know, New Hampshire is ranked as the most free state, but that's like saying we have the best form of cancer because there's still a lot of problems here in New Hampshire. And you're one of the guys that's able to work on it from a political side of things because you've been elected. And so what are some of the exciting things that are coming from kind of the political perspective? What's in the works right now?
Well, I appreciate the question, Ian. And let's talk about legalization of, let's say, marijuana.
Oh, I like that one.
I'm a Republican, and Republicans in New Hampshire are fairly conservative, yet most Republicans here understand that when there's no victim, there should be no crime, and simple recreational use of a plant like cannabis should not lead to jail time, which just loads the prisons and the court system.
Sure
so
does.
Just this week in my committee, as a matter of fact,
which is what, criminal justice?
Criminal justice, which is a House committee. We had, I believe, a landmark decision in which the criminal justice committee passed in approval a bill that would decriminalize up to 1/2 ounce of marijuana and make it what's called a violation as opposed to a misdemeanor or felony offense.
Now, this has never happened before, right?
Right. And so
there've been like medical pot things that have come up before, and they've kind of they've made it through. I think one medical pot thing made it through the state house, but then got beaten back by the governor. But nothing like true decriminalization has ever come that far.
Yeah, this is a bit of a milestone. Now, it hasn't passed into law yet, but it passed out of committee with a good recommendation. I expect it will pass out of the House with the same.
What was the vote on the committee?
It was 13-2.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it was great.
Wow.
All right. Next stop to the Senate, and we'll go from there, and then the governor.
So let me see if I've got this straight. So it's 1/2 ounce or less would be a violation instead of a misdemeanor, basically, is what you're saying.
So you would have a fine, but you wouldn't be facing jail time.
Well, if you don't pay the fine. If you don't pay the fine in New Hampshire, you get to go to jail for $50 a day. But that's certainly a step in the right direction, and I'm really glad to hear about that. Mark, just walking in on this conversation, Mark Warden just told me that apparently the Criminal Justice Committee has passed 13-2 a decrim bill for less than a half ounce of pot.
Oh, and pot. I thought we were talking about gold and silver. Sorry.
No, but is there any news about gold and silver that you know of?
No, we tried to make gold an official currency within the state of New Hampshire, but that didn't go very far.
Oh, man.
So maybe next year.
They did that in Utah. How about homeschooling? I'm always interested in how the legislators are handling folks that are wishing to, you know, pretend like they actually have the freedom to educate their kids.
Yeah, your last caller had a good point about different ways to approach the payment of education, and homeschoolers kind of get gypped because they have to pay property taxes, which in New Hampshire account for about 2/3 of the expenses for schools, yet they don't take advantage of those. Same with childless couples and individuals that don't have children.
Sure.
They pay high taxes, pay for the expense of schools, yet they don't get the benefit of that. So
I kind of feel like private school, private schools and homeschoolers really take they get the double stab. You know, they've got to pay for schooling and pay for somebody else.
They should definitely get some sort of tax credit for that. But homeschooling is going strong here. We have a lot of people, a lot of different communities. Some are more religious oriented, others are not so much.
Yep.
And they have all sorts of activities and outlets for the kids to socialize, for sports, for outdoor activities. And almost to a person, every homeschooled child I've ever met been very mature and gets along great with adults as well as children of other ages.
And they seem to have a higher level of education generally than, I mean, when you see the spelling bee winners, it's always the homeschool kids. They practically have to shove them off into their own spelling bee to give the regular kids a chance.
So tell me more, Mark. What else is coming up that you think is interesting that our listeners out there would think, wow, that New Hampshire, something different going on there?
Well, what reminds me of listeners that, first of all, the reason we're thought of as a free state on the roads is because if you're a motorcycle rider, you're not required to wear a helmet.
Yep.
And in cars, adults are not required to have a seatbelt. So cops can't pull you over just because you don't wear a seatbelt. So that's better than most states, right?
Right, and that's how it was when we got here. That's not new.
Right. But it's the first time these people have heard about it. So we're trying to push the envelope and get a little bit freer all the time.
Sure. And that income tax, too. I mean,
No income tax. So
many people are just stunned when they get here. Certainly the property taxes are nothing to sneeze at. Mm-hmm. But when you look at that, many people coming from the big places, New York, California, Illinois, they're going to have an immediate upgrade in their income.
Well, let's talk about the budget a little bit. And as a fiscal conservative and Republican, I want to point out that New Hampshire last year cut the budget by 11%.
Right. How much is your state cut by, right?
Right. Are there any other states that budget's being cut?
I don't think so. I mean, we'll invite your callers to call in if their state did it, but I think we're the only one out of 50 that actually did that. And it wasn't just 1% or a break-even or a level-funded budget. It was an 11% cut. It's historic.
But wait a minute. All right. So I've heard politicians say, we cut the budget, but have taxes been cut? Will cutting the budget actually end up reducing taxes?
That's a great question. At this point, no. It's in this case, we just stopped the bleeding.
Where's the money go? Were the cuts basically, going? You know, they were spending more money than they had, so therefore
they were based on revenues this time. Every time in the past, they would base the budget on what they wanted to spend.
Okay.
And then they would raise taxes to get revenues up to that level of expenditure.
Yeah, they were.
This is a bit of a maverick house this year. And last year, and they said, okay, let's see realistic numbers on how much revenues are coming in, and that's how much we're going to spend, and no more. And when they saw the revenues were down from previous biennia, previous years, they said, that's all we're going to spend and no more.
Right. Can you imagine a municipality or a state actually sticking within its budget? I mean, it's ludicrous. In this country, it just doesn't happen.
It sounds crazy, but it's true here.
Right. I mean, it's crazy that they don't, and that it's crazy that New Hampshire does. It's amazing.
So what are you looking forward to here at the Liberty Forum? Are you going to be here throughout the weekend?
I'll be here all weekend. Looking forward to meeting some people that are considering moving here. I'm in the real estate business. And
perfect.
I'd like to help facilitate that move for anybody who wants to invest in New Hampshire property.
PorcupineRealtor.com.
Yeah, that's right.
You've got a catchy jingle, by the way.
You do have a really awesome jingle.
Thank you, Hanarchist. Shout out to Hannah for that.
Hanarchist, yes. Now, real quick, you basically put a bill in for me. Can you go over that bill briefly, tell folks about it a little bit?
In a lot of states, and also I think under federal law, if you're a convicted felon, you're not allowed to possess a firearm. But the definition of firearms varies by state. So here in New Hampshire, it happens to include what's called a black powder weapon.
Yeah, anything that is that propels a projectile with gunpowder.
Right, and it could be a musket, right? Something right. you see at one of these Civil War reenactments.
It could
wars.
Be something from the 12th century. I mean, you know, these one of these old time things.
And that's just ridiculous. So we put in a simple bill this year that would repeal that part of the definition to say, okay, you know, if somebody's convicted of a felon, by the way, that includes all felons. It could be a white-collar crime, yep. fraud, so it was totally nonviolent, maybe possession or selling of drugs.
Anything,
so it's
yeah.
kind of it's overreaching as it is. We said, here's a small change. Let's allow black powder weapons. That's still working its way through the House. I don't have a lot of hope for it, but, you know, we keep trying.
It did make it what was the ought to pass in the committee. That doesn't mean that it's necessarily going to pass the House. And if it gets past the House, that doesn't mean it's going to necessarily pass the Senate. And it doesn't mean that the governor is going to necessarily sign it.
Here's
but
another fun thing in that same bill. We also said, okay, felons should also be able to possess brass knuckles and knives. So I brought in a brass knuckles to the committee and a chainsaw and a butcher knife. I said, these two are legal. Why are brass knuckles illegal?
Great point. Mark Warden, thanks for sitting in with us here tonight. PorcupineRealtor.com for anybody considering coming up here, getting a house. Thanks for sitting in. Appreciate it.
Live free, gentlemen. Thank
yeah,
you.
We're working on it. All right, so 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. More coming up here live from the 2012 Liberty Forum.
Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're in Australia and trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.